For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Today, the first day of June, the month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, we have the feast day of St. Angela Merici. Today is also, of course, the first Saturday in June. Always a special day for Our Lady, the first Saturday, so important as a part of the Fatima message, to do the first Saturdays. How important it is. Our Lady says, when enough do what I say, then we will have peace. Do many people know about the first Saturdays? Right? That might be the Fatima secret, the first Saturdays. Nobody knows about it. If nobody knows about it, it must be a secret. Well, it's not a secret to you and to me, and it won't be a secret to anybody hearing me today, because I'll tell you very quickly about the first Saturdays. Our Lady said on the first Saturday of every month to receive Holy Communion, to pray 5 decades of the Rosary, to go to confession within the week, 8 days before or 8 days after, and to keep her company for 15 minutes and meditate and think about the Rosary, any mystery of the Rosary or all the mysteries. And she says, when enough people do this, then she will bring in the era of peace. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart, and we will have, as she said, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. So we need to do this, my dear friends, especially for ourselves, because Our Lady said that for all those who do the first Saturdays, she will be there at the end of your life with all the graces necessary for your salvation. She will be there when the devil's trying to drag you to hell, reminding you of your sins, that most crucial part of our lives, the last few moments. Our Lady will be there with all the graces necessary for your salvation. And I'd like to tell you, if you did the five first Saturdays already, why don't you should keep on doing them, because that's the spirit of the 5 first Saturdays. You just don't do 5 of them and then say, that's it. You keep on going, and you offer them to Our Lady for all those maybe who won't do them, all those who don't know about it. Do one for your brother, for your sister, for your mother, for your father, for your children, grandchildren, brothers, and so on. And Our Lady, I'm sure, will accept them. So we have the most wonderful thing. And while we're celebrating the feast day of another great saint in our church, St. Angela Merici, who founded the Ursulines in the 16th century, and a most wonderful undertaking, because it was the first order of women to teach children. And in its beginnings, it didn't have a grandiose plan. St. Angela was a third order Franciscan, and she just spoke to a few of her tertiaries, her friends, and got together and said, why don't we teach the children, and so on. And they came together and prayed, and she instructed them a little bit. They did have a small community house, but for the most part, the young ladies still lived as tertiaries in their families. And didn't take long before she professed a few, about 28, her second or third year, and she was on her way to teaching the children. So important in those days, because she saw that so many of the poor didn't know about the faith. Their parents, for whatever reason, hadn't instructed them, and many were growing up without the knowledge of the faith. And then we have the beginning of all the teaching orders that have come into the church over these years. And they were the glory of the church. How many people said, I was taught by the nuns, I was taught by the sisters, I had a good foundation, and so on. I can say the same, because I had the good Dominican nuns in my grade school who told me about the Rosary, and we prayed the Rosary during the month of October and May. And I learned about the Fatima message from the sisters, including the 5 first Saturdays. I learned all about that when I was in grade school many, many, many years ago. And it was the most wonderful thing that I ever heard, that the Blessed Mother would be there with all the graces necessary for our salvation at the end of our life if we did the five first Saturdays. I must confess I didn't do the meditation because they used the word meditation, and I was just a little grammar school kid, and I didn't know what meditation was, so I didn't do it. But I did it the others, and it took me a little while before I learned. I was a slow learner. It took me a few years to learn what meditate was. Of course, I could have asked somebody what meditate was, but I didn't, for some reason or other. I was kept in the dark, and then I learned when I was in high school what meditation was. It wasn't so hard, as Our Lady says, keep me company by thinking about with the rosary. Talk to Our Lady with the various joyful, sorrowful, glorious, and luminous mysteries of the rosary. And on this wonderful day in June, this beautiful weather that we're having now, finally summer and spring have seemed to come together. We've had cold weather lately. So it's a glorious day, as the English say, what is so good as a day in June? A day in June, month dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So let us thank God and appreciate all the good things that we have in this world, especially the good weather, the good sunshine, and so forth. And of course, our beautiful faith, and of course, especially today, the message of Fatima. How Our Lady came when she knew that the world was growing very cold and turning away from her son. She comes to remind us with the most beautiful message, the Fatima message, to pray the rosary, to stop offending God because he's too much offended, and to do the five first Saturdays. So spread this beautiful message to all you meet, because some people still haven't heard about it. As I mentioned before, they haven't heard about the five first Saturdays, so tell them about it. It's the most wonderful thing in the world. May the Lord bless you.